Talking about virtual assistants, it has really gotten to be a big thing. You know, some of the ones that come to mind, Siri, sitting on our phone, you know, push and talk to Siri, and she can find many things for us. I know the Alexa for the home, things of that nature. It's really gotten us to where we can do everything without lifting our hands and really using our memory. We can just ask for things, give us information, give us directions. I enjoyed getting on Digital Trends website, and it talked about, you know, getting a lift sent to you to take you somewhere. And it really amazes me, and I'm sure others too, that you're able to give a command to these virtual assistants, and they just take care of all of it for you. Everything is taken care of digitally, and you know, there's a lot of good things that come with it. There's also some things, just like with anything in our world, that aren't so good. One of those things, I looked on a Fox News website, and it talked about how there was technology being developed because people were afraid that these virtual assistants are able to listen in to us and see us through our cameras, especially on our cell phones and things of that nature. And there's probably, in my opinion, there is something to that. I have a hard time believing that we can talk to these virtual assistants and they hear us and understand what we want, and I just don't see there being a time where those get turned off, I guess. I feel like that they're on all the time, obviously, because anytime you ask, they're right there for what you need. So I struggle with that. I don't use these. For those that do, I understand it. It's a great thing. Easy. They're right at your fingertips. Not even at your fingertips on the phone anymore. Now, with the Alexa's home devices, and you know, I'm pretty sure that I have seen different home appliances that have all this stuff built into them to where you can, you know, maybe have something in there to cook, and you just tell your stove to cook it. And that to me is, I mean, there is some neat to that I see, but man, that's getting almost like, I want to say that we are really lazy whenever we're looking at these things as stuff that maybe throughout the day that we feel like we need. I know used to, whenever I traveled the country as a welder, I always had different places that I went to work, and I always needed directions. And there was a time where using the easiest thing, you know, I guess just be, you know, navigational tool. I think it was like a Garmin. You know, I bought one of those one time, but I never really, for the price of those things, I never really thought that they were worth it. So I believe the one I bought, I either took back or I resold it on eBay. And I just stuck with the old Rand McNally map of all the states, and just took the roads, and you know, it worked. Well, now you know, I know you can look up Siri, and I know my wife uses it a lot, and she likes to get on there and just ask directions wherever we're going. And again, you know, I get it. It's there. It's a big part of our technology nowadays. I'm pretty cautious whenever it comes to things like that. I guess you can call me old school. I just kind of like to keep it simple. And for me, simple means not using all that stuff. So, you know, this was eye-opening. This was neat. It's fun to get into this virtual assistance. And, you know, I thank you for your time and listen to my podcast, and hope to do it again.